Enough, I
say.
It
says a lot about you as a lady.
Death.
You over there, sir, what does that say about her as a lady?
A girl with a body like a volcano.
A volcano.
And a terrible longing for love.
I want to know where the vent hole is.
What?
Is our mystery Seahawks quarterback on the line? Will you come in, please? And we'll reveal your true identity. Hello.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hi.
We summon you. Hi, Brock. How you doing?
What's going on?
What is going on? You're at the facility.
Yes, I am.
The facility?
Yeah. The facility.
The facility
of the Seahawks.
The facility. Hey, where are you in the hierarchy here? Who's older, Luke or Damon?
I am the weird middle one.
Oh, you're in the middle?
Yes, I am.
How much older is Damon?
We're all 3 years apart.
God, so there was like some precision Mike Heward timing there, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, honey, it's been exactly 3 years.
Yeah.
So you were a freshman when Damon was playing senior at Puyallup, right?
Yes, I was.
So Luke was like in the seventh grade? Sixth?
Sixth, yeah, and then Luke was a freshman when I was a senior.
Did you get a chance, Brock, to pick up the Sports Illustrated?
Yeah, I have a subscription to it.
Okay, I thought you might. Now, what did you think about this whole thing about Mike?
Oh, boy. I don't know. I really don't have a whole lot to say about it.
Yeah, that's probably the best move.
Yeah. You know, it is...
You're probably better off just to say... Sports Illustrated.
What's that?
No,
I can't read.
No, I don't
subscribe.
I thought you were talking about the Sports Illustrated for kids. That's the only one that I read.
Oh, the swimsuit edition is what I was talking about, Brock. I wasn't talking. Yeah, the swimsuit.
What did this throws that out?
I don't blame her.
Yeah, what did it say on the Sports Illustrated for kids? The Holmgren looked at the crowd and went, "Come on, we have a super team, kids. Let's get behind them."
Exactly.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I wonder about the interpretation of that. Now, another thing, you know, and it's just a question that I have, because I don't know that much about your sport. I mean, I know that you're bonking around, bonking into each other, top speed. Do you prefer Tide or Era to get the grass stains out of your slacks, your football slacks?
Ooh, you know what? We are pretty spoiled children here.
They just
throw them in the laundry for us.
Yeah.
So I couldn't tell you.
Have you ever had a concussion?
Yes.
How many?
I've had a couple.
And do you think it's left, it made you dingy? I mean,
yes.
Permanent damage.
Can't you tell?
No.
No?
A little bit. Yeah, you're a little punched around.
Well, no, I'm reading this one book, and it's a stupid book, too. I don't know why. About a hockey guy.
Uh-huh.
And he had a series of concussions, and they talk about the lifelong problems from that.
No, I'm not anywhere near that. You know, I had one last year, pretty bad one.
Hey, who rang your bell?
Those darn Raiders.
Oh, same those guys. Dirty boys.
You know, and that was kind of my first serious one, and I've been, I guess, dinged a couple little times other than that, but, you know, it's the serious concussions that you kind of have to really watch and worry about.
Could you go to sleep afterwards, or did they have to keep you awake?
You know, we did some testing in the hospital, and basically, after that, you know, after they saw there wasn't any bleeding or hemorrhaging or anything along that serious nature, then you can go to sleep. And that basically was all I did that first week.
Does your wife get mad at you? Oh, Brock, you've got another concussion. I don't care. I want the car washed. Anything like that?
No, she's pretty sympathetic.
Is she?
Yeah.
For now.
How long have you been married? You're only 25.
2.5 years.
How's it going?
It's great.
That's amazing.
She was a... athlete herself. She was a great basketball player, played in college at the U with me, and so she's a pretty tough gal.
So you were kind of a one-woman man. You didn't horse around much at the U, huh?
No horsing around.
Yeah. Well, I understand, too, at the U. It's not exactly as though you have the greatest pool from which to choose,
oh,
right?
Listen to you two. Yeah, like, there you go, huh?
I mean, it's not exactly like USC. You know, it's like, nope. Well, honey, I'm sticking with you, baby. I'm your guy.
Oh, God, you're so
pathetic. And what about Damon and Luke? Are they married? Are they?
Yeah, Damon's married. He's been married. He got married right at the end of college. He married a cheerleader.
Kids?
He's got a little daughter. A beautiful little daughter.
Yeah.
Luke is right now dating a volleyball girl that's about 6'3".
Olé!
So, they're going to, I don't know how serious they are, but.
Hey, Brock.
Yeah.
When you were a kid growing up in Puyallup, where did you drag race?
Right down Meridian.
I was saying Meridian was probably the street.
Yeah.
And what kind of a ride did you have? What was your first car?
I never had a car of my own. We had like a Grand Torino.
Oh, cool. Yeah. What, a 72?
Yeah.
Ugly.
Cool. Those with that Mars yellow with the black vinyl roof.
You know, we had another one. This big blue. It was called the Blue Bomb.
Yeah.
And the vinyl roof was just peeling off.
And now? Yeah.
It's not much different.
Hey, I gotta tell you something. I ran into Norm Johnson the other night, and he was at a party, and he's an old Seahawk, you know,
yeah.
One of those kicking guys. He never gets touched. He's kind of a Nancy boy, really. And he had one of those Super Bowl rings on. You don't want one. They're uglier than sin.
Yeah.
And they're like as big as a bowling ball, and they've got poor design. You don't want one.
It's not in?
No.
Okay.
I don't think you'd really want to keep it if you got it. Probably hawk it or something.
It's not in Robin's
fashion book? No.
Okay.
No, nothing goes with it. You can't even wear those Sans Belt Mike Holmgren leisure slacks on the sideline. Say, what size are those?
I have no
And are they polyester? I'm just wondering.
Already trying to get me in trouble.
Maybe that's what they were. Maybe they were yelling at his pants.
They
know?
Could have been. His pants were screaming at me, I'll tell you that.
Oh,
excuse me for a moment. If your day ever sounds like this.
You know, John, I've given this to a tremendous amount of thought over the last 24 hours, and I don't give one tiny, minuscule rat's ass who does what with the Seahawks.
All right, I'll write that down then.
Put that down right there.
I got that.
Check that off.
Yeah.
You might want to think about calling 1-800-DIVORCE. That's Goldberg Jones. Ask for me, Rick Jones. And of course, that call is at no charge.
Outstanding.
Right.
That's all, folks.